Bhagavad Lila, 11th canto, chapter 11. Symptoms of conditioned and liberated living entities, Buddha Jivas and Mukta Jivas. In this Uddhava Gita, Krishna describes this, and he also describes saints and bhakti. Krishna states that the spirit soul is a part and parcel of God. But due to his infinitesimal nature, falls into contact with Maya and must accept the temporary coverings of the three modes of nature and become bound since time immemorial. He takes shelter of Shuddha Bhakti, then he becomes liberated. Transcendental knowledge of God is a cause of liberation, and ignorance of God is a cause of bondage. Both knowledge and ignorance are products of Maya energy of Krishna and are his eternal potencies. The living entities who become attracted to the three modes of nature become bewildered by their false ego that they are the enjoyer, and thus they suffer misery, confusion, happiness, distress, and danger. Although these states are temporary and unreal, the Jivatma and the Paramatma reside in the same material body. But there's a difference. The Almighty Supersoul does not indulge in enjoying fruit of work. He's simply a witness. But the Atma, infinitesimal conditioned soul, ignorant as he is, suffers the consequence of his material actions. However, the liberated soul, even though he's in a material body, Jivan Mukta Suyuchate, remains liberated, because he does not become disturbed by the remaining karmic reactions of his past. Whatever is suffering or happiness, he accepts it, just like a dream. Although the conditioned living entity is by nature not the enjoyer of happiness and misery of the body, he imagines himself to be the enjoyer of his bodily experiences, just as a person in a dream imagines his dream experiences to be real. As sun reflected upon a water is not bound in the water, or air is not confined to a particular segment of the sky, a detached person takes advantage of his broad outlook on the world to cut off all his doubts with the sword of appropriate renunciation, Yukta Vairagya. Since his life force, senses, mind, and intelligence have no tendency anymore to fix themselves on material sense objects, he remains liberated even while residing in the material body with his material senses. Whether the self-realized person is harassed or worshipped, he remains equipoised. He is considered liberated even in this life. Krishna is telling Uddhava that one should study the shastras that describe Sri Krishna, those devotional scriptures that describe Krishna's enchanting pastimes. By that one will gain the highest fortune. And one should surrender to the Lord and not waste any more lives in the samsara. Take shelter of a guru and perfect his life after realizing his own eternal identity. Uddhava asked a question. My Lord, what are the characteristics of a saint, and what does he do? Krishna defined the characteristics of a sadhu, a Vaishnava. A sadhu or a Vaishnava, a devotee of Krishna, Krishna Bhakt, he or she should have these wonderful human characteristics. They should be merciful, non-envious, always truthful, self-controlled, faultless, magnanimous, gentle, clean, non-possessive, helpful to all, peaceful, dependent on Krishna alone, devoid of lust and devoid of material endeavor, steady, nishtha, in full control of the six enemies of the mind, moderate in eating, never bewildered, always respectful to others, never desirous of respect for himself, sober, balanced, compassionate, friendly, poetic, expert, and silent. What is the main characteristic, even if someone may not have some of these other qualities of a saint, or has them in a limited degree, what is the mukhya svabhav, or mukhya gun, the main quality, nature of a Krishna saint, a sadhu? A sadhu is one who takes complete shelter of Sri Krishna alone. One who engages exclusively in Krishna's service, understanding that he's everywhere and in his heart, is the topmost devotee. There are 64 kinds of activities, or 64 limbs of bhakti, devotional service. 1 through 6 involve the deity of the Lord, the Archimurti, Thakurji, Radha Madhav, Radha Shyam, Gaur Nitai, and Sri Guru. Krishna is telling Uddhava, one should see, touch, worship, serve, glorify, and offer obeisances to the deity of the Lord and his pure devotees. That's 6. 7th limb of bhakti. Sadhu, or devotee, he should practice bhakti by developing attachment for hearing the chanting and singing and glorifying of Bhagavan Sri Krishna's qualities, pastimes, form, and names. 8. One should remain always in meditation upon Bhagavan Sri Krishna. 9. Offer everything you have to Krishna. 10. Accept yourself to be Krishna's servant. 11. Offering your heart and soul to Krishna. Engage in glorifying Sri Krishna's birth and leelas. 13. Observe the tithis and sacred days related to Bhagavan, Avirbhav, especially Avirbhav tithis, Janmasmi, Ramnomi, Nrisimha Chaturdasi. 14. Perform wonderful festivals in Krishna's temple with in the association of other blissful devotees by performing music, singing, and dancing. 15. You should celebrate all varieties of yearly spiritual functions. 16. You should offer everything you eat to Krishna. 18. You should take initiation according to the regulations of the Vedas and the Pancharatrika literatures. 18. You should take vows related to Krishna. Tirmasya Vrata, Ekadasi Vrata, Kartik Vrata, Magmas Vrata, taking vows, sankalp, to please the Lord. 19. One should be eager to establish deities of Radha and Krishna and Gaur Nitai, unasked to do so by Sri Guru, 20, should endeavor by himself or with others in constructing for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna flower gardens, vegetable gardens, temples, cities, communities, farm communities, urban communities, etc. That's number 20, Krishna's Shiksha, Uddhava Gita. 21, one should humbly engage himself in cleansing the temple of Krishna. 22, you should serve Krishna's temple by painting it, repairing it, fixing it, washing it with water, and decorating the entrances and doorways and pathways with beautiful, attractive designs, auspicious designs. That's the 22nd limb of bhakti of the 64. This is a selected verse to understand from chapter 11, 11th canto, verse 33 of Uddhava Gita. Sri Krishna said, Gyatva ye vai mam yavan yash chasmi yadrishaha vajant yananya bhavena te me bhakta tama mataha. O Uddhav, my devotees may or may not exactly know what I am, who I am, and how I exist. But if devotees worship me with unalloyed love, bhajanti anena bhavena, exclusive devotion, ananya bhav, bhav and feelings and love and attachment for ananya, no other one, no other woman, man, children, family, etc. Bhajanti ananya bhavena, ananya bhav bhajan, ananya bhav bhajan, ananya bhavena bhajan. Then such an unalloyed loving devotee, I consider them to be bhaktattama mata, the bhakta uttama, the topmost of all my devotees. Even though they may not know and have so much gyan, vigyan, but they love me. They want to serve me. Like the Braja Gopis who had Gopi Bhav, which is Ananya Bhav. Srila Chakravartipad gives a very beautiful tika in this verse. Kai takes word yavan, how I am. Devotees may not know exactly how I am, or who I am, or what I am. If they love me, that's all that counts. Love is everything. Love is the beginning, the middle, the end, and it's never ending. The word yavan indicates that Sri Krishna cannot be limited by time or space. Krishna becomes limited by the love of his pure devotees. Vrindavanam purityaja paramekam nagacchati. Sri Krishna never steps one foot out of Vrindavan. Why? Because of the intense love of its inhabitants for him. In this way, the Lord comes under the control of his devotees. The word in the verse ya indicates that Krishna is indeed the absolute truth who appears as Devaki Nandan and Shyamasundar. The word yadrisha indicates that Krishna is completely satisfied and automatically by himself fulfills all his desires without needing help or assistance from anyone else. Still, being affected by the love of his devotees, Shyamasundar sometimes appears to be not Atmaram, but Anatmaram. Atmaram means self-satisfied, happy, but Anatmaram means that he's not, that he's dependent on the love of his devotees. And he's not Aptakam, self-satisfied, fulfill all his desires within himself, but he's Anaptakam, unable to fulfill his desires without the cooperation and loving service of his devotees. Actually, the Supreme Lord, Sri Govinda, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, is always independent, swatantra. But because Krishna reciprocates the intense love of his devotees, he thus appears to be dependent on them. Just as in Braj, Govinda apparently became dependent on Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maya during his childhood pastimes, Balya Leela in Vrindavan. The word in the verse agyatva, without knowledge, lacking knowledge, or inexperienced, indicates that sometimes a devotee may not have a proper philosophical understanding of Krishna, or due to the impulse and bewilderment of love, that devotee may temporarily forget Sri Krishna's position. Arjuna mentions the same point in Gita, Viratarup, chapter 11, verse 41. Saketi matva prasabham yaruktam. Hey Krishna, hey Yadava, hey Saketi. Hey Krishna, hey Yadava, hey Saketi. Hey Krishna, hey Yadava, hey Saketi. Ajanata mahi manam tavedham. Ajanata mahi manam tavedham. Maya pramadat pranayena vapi. Maya pramadat pranayena vapi. Oh, Bhagavan, I have addressed you many times in the past as, O Krishna, O Yadava, O Sakha, O my friend, without knowing your glories. Oh, please forgive whatever I have may have done in the madness or in love. Pramad or pran. In Gita, in this verse, Arjuna is saying, pranayena, his forgetfulness of Krishna's supreme position was caused by his pranaya, his sakyabhav pranaya, his friendly, loving mood for Krishna. In this Bhagavatam verse 11.11.40, Krishna excuses such lapses on the part of his devotee with the words agyatva mam, which means, though devotees may not fully appreciate or understand Krishna's exalted position, still Krishna happily, cheerfully, willfully accepts their loving service. This verse, 11.11.40, reveals the supreme position of bhakti. Bhaktya tvananyaya shakya aiva aham evam vidarjuna Yatam jashtam cha tatvena praveshtam cha parantapa. In 11:54, the same chapter, Viratarup Gita, slightly after this, Krishna replies to Arjuna, "My dear Arjuna, only by Ananya Bhakti can I be understood as I am, standing before you, and can thus be seen directly. Only in this way, by undivided devotional service, Ananya Bhakti, can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding. Tattva praveshtam. Tattvena praveshtam. Tattva pravesh. If you want to have pravesh into the Bhagavat Tattva, Krishna Tattva, then one must be an unalloyed devotee. Although, Vishwanath continues, one may develop innumerable saintly qualities, without love of Krishna, one will not achieve complete success. One must understand Krishna as he is and love him. Even if one is not capable of analytically understanding the position of God, the ontology of God, theological conception, if one simply loves Krishna, then one is certainly perfect. The Brijvasis had no idea that Krishna is God, nor did they know of Krishna's shaktis or potencies or incarnations. The Brijvasis of Brajabhumi simply loved Krishna with their hearts and souls, and consequently, Krishna's Brijvasis are the most perfect, exalted devotees of the Lord.